This is tape number 5, the beginning of Big Cypress number 2, 11-13-40.
Okay, President. She done most of the other part was
11-15-51.
The other part, I had told some. She started from why he brought the fire this time. They thought he had named the days that how many days he would bring back was like 40 days, and so when he got the fire, he this time he jumped in the water and swim across the water to get to the other side of the land. And while he was going there, they chased him, but they didn't catch him, and he jumped in the water and go across the water. And he got to the land, back to the land that he promised to bring the fire back, and it started lightning, thundering, and raining. To protect the fire, he went into the tree. It was a hollow tree, but it had to give him protection. So he stayed in. He went inside. Then the fire started catch the fire to that log, so it was burning. It protected, so the rain stopped. But he stayed in there, and he had said that he was going to bring it back in 40 days. So he took it, he came out in 40 days. He came out, and he started burning here and there on his way back to that people that he had promised. And you could see a big old black smoke behind him, and he carried a fire back to people, and to prove him that he could do it. And that's how a rabbit, they think he couldn't do it because he was always lying that he couldn't do it, but he did steal the Hondesa Chukulaji, means lion rabbit. He said that lion rabbit stole a fire for us. That's why we got a fire today. That's what the story, that's the story they told me. So that was me. That's why she's smiling. Okay. That was just the ending.
This is
the ending of that story.
11-16-26.
This is the end of her story, which she's telling it. So, Rabbit is not always lying rabbit, because he brought the fire to us. Well, we have fire today, which is our fire is our, like a, something is, we're not worshiping it, but we are like a sacred, how is it, sacred to us. So we always, we must never, put it out, or we almost have to always hold a fire among our people. That's what it's saying. It's cold, we have to sit around the fire.
We're now at
11:17:33.
Okay.
11:19:15.
This is another. We had demonstrated cooking and how to take care of your home and what a fire means to us, and as a lady, what we was taught, what how we should teach our children to how to take care of a home and a fire, and also cooking. And she was telling the stories in there to sit around the fire, and grandmothers or grandfathers, that was only entertainment we get when we was growing up, but sitting around the fire in the evening, and they would tell the stories like Mitty had told about the lion rabbit stealing fire, and that's the name of that title of the story she's telling. But this is the other one that we had told her to go ahead and tell about the food, how to prepare food, and what corn means to us, our people, because that's our main food, and which is how to plant during a spring and during a winter crop. We let them get dry, and then we take them, we harvest them, and this building, Chiqui, they're talking about, It's a taihi. It means that it's something. It's like where they store their corn and dry corn. They store it. Then time comes, they prepare. They ground it and fix it for the corn dance. Then during the spring, they plant it again. Then when that time comes, they would have a dry corn, which will be soft green bread and all that to go in. During the corn dance, the men will provide the meat, which they will go hunt every day. That's a part of teaching that at the corn dance, when there's a lot of people gathered, then all the men go out, what they hunt and bring, what they kill. All the men, it's divided into each camp, which there's 8 clans. So even they kill one animal, it's divided in all the camp, which they will prepare that. Then also the corn is a part of the dish that it be softy, and what we got, palasajobe, it's made out of corn. Then when the corn dance comes, during the corn dance, we'll have, that's why they call it green corn dance, because that time we take them when they're young and tender. And when they go out and have a corn dance, one day they feast, then the other day they will eat all day. And so during that time, that's where you learn how to prepare the food. And also it's corn. That is the reason a corn is a very important to us, that which we take care of it so it will continue on and on, which is part of our main food that supplies is a corn. And that's when corn is something that is very precious to us, that we always try to we had to keep on to have it where they can grow and provide us as a food. Let's see. She's smiling.
Hey,
Okay.
11:20:37.
And this story is it's not a story, but it's a teaching our people about the corn. And the reason that called green corn dance is where a younger tender corn is growing, and when they harvest it and take it to the corn dance, nobody can eat that young one until young tender corn, unless they have. That's the one night they will stay up all night dancing. Is what they call a dancing for the corn, and they will dance all night. And the next morning, not the ladies but the men have to go and use the medicine and get into we have a look like a little hut. It has a hot rocks inside, like a steam room, like. And they will go in there, then come out, then use the medicine. When they do, then in the medicine man scratch them. Then after they bleed from the scratch, then they're ready to go eat the corn, with the rest of the food is prepared for them under the big chiku, we call, where a woman's are not allowed inside, but a man's. And you carry the food, you go a certain distance, and you have to stop at the limit line, the boundary line. Then the man's come to you and carry your food into their big chiki, where only man's eat alone in there, while you, the ladies eat at their cooking place with their children. And if you're a young boy, our man must get used to medicine and scratch before they eat the green corn, because younger tender corn, because of the, if they don't, they believe that corn, young corn, give the young man and man a very strength, that if they didn't do that and if they went on ahead and eat it, then they would lose their strength. But in the older days, they have the knowledge of the medicine, Indian medicine, and also the knowledge of killing the animals, or how to listen to animals, or how to look at the tracks, or what was it, and how many days old that the animal had come through here, or a man, or the enemy. That back then they used to fight among each other, so the enemies had come through how long ago. And if they get that knowledge, they believe in that it makes them strong warriors. And that was another reason that a corn meant a lot to us. And that's another. And like myself, there's a green corn dance, and I have people come and ask me why it's called a green corn dance. Is there a story to it? So I had asked around, but this is the day that I wanted to ask them, to storytellers or the older generation, I wanted to hear them say it. So that's why, and I want the young generation to see them on a tape saying it. And that is why I asked that question. So it was done, and that's how they explained it to me. The little girl back
there.
Okay.
11:23:04.
We're still on that subject about the green corn dance, because like the one of the ladies in there has never been to corn dance and is raising the kids that she never take them to corn dance, but she's there to listen to see what, you know, corn dance is about. Like, we know our younger generation will see this tape or will listen to it, know what's all about, because and are they talking about using the Indian medicine, of the strength of the medicine, also how it was like when they get scratched and the medicine they have to use, men must be separated from a younger boys, like a, not teenagers, but little boys, like a day one to about 5 year old. They consider them as a little boys, but on up they let them dance and be a part of the men group. So they had asked the questions that, and that's where the buffalo is coming in, the Indian medicine. He has a great knowledge of it. So he's telling us that about this medicine, that it is separated from a little boys, baby boys, from a man. The medicine's prepared for it. That when they make the medicine, the one in a container is for the a man's and young man's, and the one lays on side is a plant. We call it I forgot how they call it, but anyway, it's a medicine that that we pull and they pull and prepare for it, for the mothers to go get it and crash it and put it in the water, which is the medicine, and they will give it to their children, the boys, before they let them eat the food and corn, young corn. That's what is he is telling us. And even the older days, he said, in his younger days, they even had a medicine on the side for the ladies to use it, but today they don't have it. But they used to have three, but now today the women don't use it, just the a young boys and a man's use it. And so that's what he's explaining it to us, and we are asking that questions. And so hopefully that some of us get knowledge from there, like some of us there has never been to corn dance.
What's he saying?
He said, when he was going to corn dance, he was, since he's been a medicine man today, that he was in his training that he have to scratch the men's using the medicine. And he said, I go there with needles to scratch somebody. He said, when I was starting, I had to start it on the young boys. And he said, they all run away from me. And that's why we laughing. But he said that, then the one lady says, like the ones that never been to corn dance, he says, did they have to scratch the girls too? And he says, no, just the men's, not the girls. Look at him.
I'd run away.
Okay.
11:24:09.
Today, this one we are discussing about getting scratched part, and like that one lady was saying that part of her raising kids was let the uncles scratch, give the scratch, but the boys get the scratch on the arms, on the front legs, on the back of their legs, on the chest, in the back. But the girls, when they get scratched during that time, they only get scratched on the arms and top of the arms and the back legs. But one time, one of our uncles come to the camp, and he was not used to scratching it. But since he was the uncle, they told him to go and scratch two girls. And he went to scratch them, and he didn't know, so he was scratching them like he was scratching the boys. And he had scratched their legs, then on the arms, then he was going to scratch in front of the legs. And the girl says, that's not the way we've been getting scratched. So why you want to scratch us like they scratched the boys? And he says, well, I've been scratching the people, and that's how I scratch them. Then that time, grandfather stepped in and saw it. And he says, what that man doing with my granddaughters? He have no business, because he never had a training to scratch anybody. And he chased him out. He said, that's what. So I said, so the older person have more authority there than the uncle was scratching the two of his niece. And scratching was also a part of a punishment for not doing what you're supposed to do, or getting in trouble, or starting trouble, or getting into fight. And that was a part of punishment. But it died out, but only scratch they get is not the green corn dance. Because I know when my sons go to green corn dance, they come back with all scratches. But the medicine they use looked like it would get infected, but they use that medicine as they use in the needle and medicine at the same time. So they get scratched that morning, and by the evening, it's already dried up. The next day, it starts healing up. So I have never heard any Indians ever get infected from scratch, because they use that medicine, that Indian medicine. Okay, stop right there, because this is Indian herbs now, medicine 11, herbs.
11:25:18.
We're discussing about the scratching part. Girls don't get scratched at the corn dance because of the, they're not supposed to, but only they get scratched is like when they get in punishment or something for something they did bad. The last discussion everybody is talking is that we are one generation here, and we had a bird claim among us, but all the rest of them, there are panther clan. And then the older ones and the young ones are staying together, that we should more often get together and talk about this, and then tell our young people, our children, maybe we can, they still have that knowledge after we are gone, that our knowledge that we are discussing today, like we do, and we should do it more often with our children and our generation, or any of our generation, any, even another clan, they can sit in and talk to us, and we can teach them, and that's what we should do, other lady said, that's what we talked about it, but we haven't started yet. And the older lady says, anytime you're ready, I will be here. And that's what she said. Mm-hmm.